we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
All right. AdamandBeliever.com. Look at somebody and say, bad fruit. Be like a tree, part four. Y'all enjoying this? The be like a tree? Okay. This is about bad fruit. Okay.
Fruit in the eyes of God is your character. See, look at all the fruit of the Spirit. It has nothing to do with your abilities. It has nothing to do with your talents. It has nothing to do with what you can do, but it's really about who you are. And that's the one thing that God is looking for in His people. He's not looking for your talents, although that's good. He's not looking for your intellect, although that's good. But first and foremost, He's looking at, do you look more like my Son, Jesus Christ? That's fruit in the eyes of God. So bearing fruit is bearing character.
You call yourself a follower of Christ, but you're not bearing any fruit, and this is why. Check this out. In John, Jesus says that you are the branches, He is the vine, right? And without being connected to the vine, a branch cannot bear any fruit. Your life isn't bearing fruit. Why? Because just like this little branch that I found today, it was connected earlier today, but it got disconnected, it got cut off. But check this out, it can still fool people into thinking that it's alive. Like, check this out, if I put it right here, it looks like it might be connected to something, but it's not. It looks like it has life, but it doesn't. You are fooling the whole world into thinking that you're a Christian, but you're not. You haven't been connected to the source. You haven't been connected to the vine Himself. You're not reading it anymore. You're not praying anymore. You're not burning for Jesus like you used to. You don't do the things that you used to do that caused you to burn for Him. But you're still green a little bit. Why? Because you're still living off of old revelations. You're still living off of the old knowledge that you learned when you were burning for Jesus. But no longer are you connected. And check this out. You're also not bearing any fruit because it's no longer connected. How can it grow fruit? But it's still green. I'm still fine. And you think you're fooling the world, but God knows you know that you haven't been connected to the vine. And guess what? If you continue living like this, give it a few more weeks, months, years, and God forbid, you're gonna wither. It's time to start abiding in the vine.
People can not only accept or reject God's life by consuming a tree's fruit, they can actually become like good or bad trees to one another. If the produce of someone's life looks and tastes like fear, arrogance, self-indulgence, or contempt for others, then no matter how good they look in public, they shouldn't be trusted to speak for God. People who are being transformed by God's wisdom are like good trees, bearing fruit that looks and tastes like patience, joy, peace, self-control, and love. If someone claims to speak for God, Jesus says, pay attention to their relationships to see the fruit of their lives, and you will discover everything that you need to know.
That was good, wasn't it? Man, the Bible was just preaching. Folks just read it and it's preaching. Very important stuff. A good tree is known by what? Good fruit. When we produce good things, we are testifying of the goodness that is within us. Amen? Amen. Growing up, we saw a lot of people that had powerful testimonies of the power they had. They would give testimonies of stopping bullets. Heard that one, for real. That really happened. Like Neo. And the bullets just fell to the ground. Yeah. They would give them powerful testimonies while their husband is sitting at home unsaved. None of their children want any parts of their God. Look at somebody and say, where is the fruit? There has to be fruit. And fruit aren't people. So I don't like when folks think because they're getting folks saved that they have a lot of fruit. The Bible tells us the fruit of the Spirit is how we judge people. We judge them by their fruit. And the fruit of the Spirit are all behavioral. You might as well just get with me, because it is the truth. It's the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, the meekness, and the temperance. I made sure I learned them all. I know them all, because if I don't know them, then how will I know? You need to learn them. You need to be able to say them like I just said them. So you can check yourself. Make sure when a situation arises, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. This is how you know a good tree. Don't show me how good you can sing, play an instrument, fast you can run, high you can jump. Don't show me how many followers you have online. How do you treat people? Because God said the way you treat people is the way you treat him. He's going to judge you by how you treat one another. By this you'll know that you are with me, by the love you show one to another. Amen? Amen. Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is what? Good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, what happens? His mouth speaketh. So if your lying is in your heart. Fruit does not allow us to pretend. This is the one. People don't want to judge by the fruit. Jesus told us to judge people by the fruit because he knows it's really impossible for us as humans to see people the way he sees them. We see what people do to us, and we take out what others have done to us on other people. We try to judge situations and point the finger at stuff that we're doing ourselves. We just jive. So God can't trust us to use our own minds to decide who's abiding in the vine. We would have canceled certain people a long time ago. You ever been wrong about somebody? Has anybody ever been wrong about somebody? You thought, no, he's a jive turkey. And then you found out something else was going on, and you're like, oh, I was wrong about him. Well, just imagine if you was God, he'd be dead. Amen. So God knows we're not good at this. We're not good at judging others. So he told us, don't judge each other. Inspect. There's a difference between judging and inspecting. Be a fruit inspector. Inspect the fruit. Judging what somebody proves that you don't have the right fruit. Yeah. I hate when people do that. Man, you judging me. You just judging me. I say, well, you judging that I'm judging you. Well, you judging that I'm judging that I'm judging you. Well, you judging that I'm judging that you're judging that I'm judging you. I have all day. So we don't do that. We inspect. Look at somebody and say, inspect the fruit. We inspect the fruit. So if you come cuss me out, then I know you're not in the vine. Jesus wouldn't do that. Amen. He wouldn't tell you to do that. What I'm learning is most of the stuff folks do to you isn't even towards you. I said that on Instagram this morning. People are treating you bad because they hate themselves. That's what it is. You can't do anything bad enough for somebody to grab a gun and take your life. That person took your life because they hate theirs. When you want to see bad happen to someone, you sitting back waiting, there's a hole. just a whole lot of folks just waiting for something bad to happen to me. They've emailed it to me. Oh, I saw your death. I saw your mama's death. No, I'll just play. I don't say that. I think it. Pray for me. That's why I can't watch hood fights. That all goes together. If I watch hood fights, I'm going to say hood stuff. But, yeah, they this is even out of the blue. I saw your death. You going to get it. I. Do you know me? But because I preach truth and it's a consistent message, folks sit back and wait for something bad. Do you know a person that sits back? You might be in here sitting back. Person that sits back and waits for something bad to happen, they just want you to feel like they feel. They see you happy. They see God doing things for you. They see your family. They see those things. And they don't have that. Or they don't, you know. And so they want to see you. No, I want you like me. You know where that comes from? Satan! That's why Satan does everything he does. He wants you rejected by God like he is. So I'm not finna sit back and wait and hope and wish something bad would happen to somebody. Because that means something is wrong with me. Amen. Fruit does not allow us to pretend. It's going to always tell the truth about us. And our commitment to do what is right, it's going to always tell it. A person that does what is right will reap the benefits of doing what is right. Amen? Jose says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. Boy, that was a jam the windings had, wasn't it? For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain what? Rightness upon you. Salvation may save our souls, but it should also alter our fruit. Amen. I know for years they just put the chair up there and they mixed membership, the door, they mixed the doors of the church with the doors of heaven. And they're not the same thing. At the end of the service, you ask, okay, who would like to come join the church? They sit in the chair. They believe they were saved. And then don't change nothing. I mean, light the black and mild before they get to the exit sign. Go out in the car and turn on the cussiness music. Let me find the cussing station. Yeah. Treat people bad. Won't call their mama and check on her. Hate their brothers and their sisters. Hate people in church. You join the church just to hate. You're just bitter and you hate folks. Hate the married women because they married and you not. Hate the single men because don't none of them like you. That's a real thing. And then wonder why you single. Hate the children because they little. You're just a... Look at y'all little selves. I mean, what? Just mad. When we are cleansed from sin, we should bear the fruit of righteousness. Amen? Folks ought to know you saved. You shouldn't have to tell them you saved. You at the club with them? Just like the popping pastor. You popping, locking on the ground doing the worm all around the club. You done wormed all around the club. Got up, went to a bar afterwards. And then they say, hey, you want to hit this little shot with me? Oh, no, I'm saved. got rug burns all over the front of your shirt because you wormed till you got tired. That's so stupid. But that's what people do. But I'm not going to drink. What? Now, folks ought to know you saved. They're not going to even ask you to go to the club. They skip right past you. You know, they pass out the, I don't know if they still do this. See, this is how old I am. Pass out the flies at work. And they run the flies off on the work stationery. They got to fly to the club with the with your business logo on the club. But they handing it out. Yeah, man, we gonna have some fun. And then they just skip right over you. Man, please skip me. Amen. Skip me because I'm not clubbing. Why would a Christian need to go to a club? I need the devil to know I don't want to go. And if y'all are devils, y'all not going to hand me a flyer. But I'll never forget when I was at Big T Bazaar. And they had a psychic witch in there. She was in the back doing readings. Well, no, she was getting ready to start doing readings. She hadn't opened her shop yet. She was sitting there, so she was handing out flyers for people. Just, here, take them, take them. And I guess she just got tired of even looking at people. So she was doing something else, and just as people walked by, she just handing the flyers. And so she was handing the flyers out. So I walked up, and I reached out, and she looked up. She said, "You don't want this." I said, and you know, I always got I said, why can't I have one? She said, "You know why." No, don't tell me. I can't have one. She said, "You're Christian." I said, "Amen." I was just checking. Every now and then, I just want to know how y'all feel about me. But we, when we are cleansed from sin, we should bear the fruits of it. Our families, look at somebody say family. Our family should be the first example of what we profess. Amen. Amen. Romans 6 and 2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin, how do we keep living in it? You don't live in it. That's how some of y'all think. That's you think that's your reflection. To make the tree good, we must first recognize when the tree is corrupt. You better look at somebody and say, "Know your tree." You need to know your tree. You need to know when your branches something wrong. You need to know when you're not bearing fruit. You need to know so you can do something about it. Amen. If you don't recognize it, it won't get addressed. Knowing what we are doing wrong is the key to getting help. It's so funny. We recognize what we're doing wrong and we go call a therapist and, oh, my life. And then we come in here and want to be a wonder in front of everybody. This is where you get it together in the church before God. Some of y'all could save us a therapy bill if you be honest before God. Can I keep preaching? Yes, Second Corinthians 13 and 5 says, examine who? Yourself. Examine who? Yourself. Somebody told me Cat Williams and Shay Shay. Boy, a man named Shay Shay. I'm sorry. You couldn't call me that. Shay Shay. No, no, sir. No, no, sir. Now, what was I talking about? Huh? Oh, yeah. Somebody told me Cat Williams. I was just thinking like, Shay Shay, why am I saying that? Somebody told me that that interview has 90 million views. That's 90 million people in other people's business. Yeah. Yeah, that's what the internet is about. To get you in, that's social media. That's what Facebook is. They want you in other people's business. Do you know we don't even have the mental capacity to be in other people's business and handle our own? The devil knows that. So he distracts us and it almost puts our life on hold. You look up, 2, 3, 4 years have passed and you are in the same condition. But you know how to fix everybody else. You know what's wrong with everyone else. But knowing what we're doing wrong is the key to getting help. Amen? So examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Some folks just not saved. So he said, examine yourself. Make sure you're okay. Whether you're in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own self? You don't know your own self? You don't know how Jesus Christ is in you? Except he's not in you. If he's not in you, then you don't know. That's what reprobate is. Pride makes us cover up our wrongs or masquerade as something we are not. When we are puffed up, we cannot be helped. So if you already got a reputation of being a super saiyan Christian, then when you need help, when you fall, when you, you know, need a way, you need to talk to somebody, you can't talk to them because you'd rather keep your reputation. That's pride. And it'll keep you the way you are forever. It's keeping Satan the way he is forever. His pride won't let him ever change. Psalms 101:5 says, whoever privately in their house round a dinner table. You know, folk have talk about people dinners. Yeah, house is just a slander room. Start talking about one person, now you're talking about everybody. Then they talking about the pastor and his wife. Right. Right. And they love talking about the pastor's kids. That's like, it's golden conversation around the yams and the macaroni and cheese. Somebody eating just get folk talking. Eating and cutting and doing her. Them the two places folk would just run their mouth. And now that they got these braids, it take hours, boy, you might hear the plans to build the ark by the time they finish braids. That's about 4 hours of talking about people. But we can't be helped when we puffed up. So whoever privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart, will not I suffer. I'm not even putting up with them. A puffed up person justifies their issues by blaming others for them. When you blame others and do not own your error, you can never bear good fruit. Right. Amen. It's like a tree. If you don't deal with the issues that a tree has, it's not going to grow anything. You might have to repot that tree. You might have to prune that tree. But you got to care for that tree. You might have to use some insecticide or something to get the bugs and the things eating the fruit. Before you can get it, you got to do that. You got to deal with the issues of the tree or the tree won't bear fruit. And it's the same with us. We got to deal with our issues or we won't bear fruit. You got to catch yourself. Lord, oh, I'm talking about people again. God, take that away from me. I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to put everybody down because I'm down. I don't want to make everybody small because I'm small. Because that's why you do it. I want to hurt everybody because I'm hurt. Because hurting people hurt people. So I want to, Lord, help me with this. Get this away from me. I guarantee you the power of God will come and change you. But you got to recognize it. Matthew 7 and 11. No, the fruit. Where did I stop? Yeah, the fruit will always remain in the same condition as the tree. So if the tree is rotted, fruit's going to be bad. Matthew 7 and 16 says, ye shall know them by their what? Fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs of thistles? Thistles can't grow that. Amen. This is seed. This is the wrong kind of wood. This wood is good for one thing. What is it good for? Burning up. Burning up. Dead tree. Sin from our past should no longer affect our present fruit. If we have been, listen, replanted, pruned, and nourished properly, then we should become fruit-bearing trees no matter what our original state was. Amen? Anybody was this wood right here and now you can bear fruit? We all start out as this wood. Then God throws us in the fire and burns all that up. And grows a new tree. Amen? Then he plants us by the rivers of water. Psalms 104 and 16, the trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. So when God plants a tree, it never dies. We were all rotten trees. Yes, you were. Don't think, you know, look at somebody and say, you're no better than me. And then say, I'm no better than you. I wanted to get the domain name youknowbetterthananybody.com. I wanted to start a website, especially for black folks, because I wanted to quit thinking you're better. We are not. You're not better. You're not better. God is better. God's way is better. We choose his way. We chose the better way. But we're not better than anyone. Amen. We got that bad. And it's always contingent upon money and houses and cars and all that. No. Oh, degrees and school and that's no, you're not better. You're not better. We were all rotten trees until God replanted us. Now his word and the fellowship of believers can reinvigorate us so we can bear fruit. Once Christ becomes our vine, our branches and leaves should become what? Fruitful. John 15 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? You hear that? He that abideth in me. He didn't stop there. And I abideth in him. For much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Nothing. You're nobody. You're just a person. I don't care how beautiful your hair is. How melanated your skin is. Man, we got that bad. Come in church. You know, when you join a church, sit down somewhere. Yeah. Amen. Can I sit down? Don't come here. Oh, at my last church, I prayed the chairs in the air. Well, you need to go to and make sure they get them down. What you doing here? Don't you pray my chairs in the air. Chairs was expensive. Get your prayers off these seats. But they, you know, they want to work a wonder. They want you to know that they wonder working. Yeah, see, when I was at, God knows who you are. Everybody that is working in this ministry, God showed me who they were. Amen. Yeah, he showed me who they were. And be selected. I would rather be selected because that would just boost my faith. Man, God dropped me in a sea of people and found me. Sending up notes to sing a solo. We don't do that here. Pastor, I'd like to request that Sister Sandra sing. Remember that, Reggie? The people used to do that for real. We can claim salvation, brag on our kingdom citizenship, even gloat about being a strong believer. But if our fruit is bad, then the tree is what? Corrupt and is only good for firewood. All of his works will be burned up. John 5, 15 and 6 says, if a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Amen. Yeah. So you got to abide in him or you're going to end up in hell. I ain't heard that word in a long time. Hell is still burning whether they say the word or not. Hell is a place for those that don't abide. Is it time to show the burning hell again? The young folks like some of the old folks. Sometimes they got to remind you hell is real. It's a real place. God don't play with folks that play with what his son did. Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Summary! This was good. Amen. I thought because I was tired it'd be a whole lot of jokes. It wasn't. Amen. Ooh, look at this fruit. Grandmama would make you eat that middle one. She say, cut that, you cut that black part. Cut. She make you eat that middle one, then the one third on the end, you just make a pie out of it and nobody wouldn't know. She just make a pie out of it. Still good for pie. Soft and mushy. See, God made it soft for me. Now I ain't got to do a lot of work. But that last one on the end, that's all gnarled up. Amen. But that's your fruit. If you don't abide in the vine, that's your fruit. And don't be a whole lot of talk, Christian. Just all talk. And no fruit. Every decision you made is a bad one. But boy, you can speak in tongues. Y'all know tongues don't impress God. Hindus speak in tongue and they do it way better than you. A Hindu will speak in tongue and then sing two notes at the same time right after it. Try to do that. Unless you Layla Hathaway, you can't do that. They will harmonize with themselves. They teach that over there. You know, that's scary to me. I want to cast that out. Wait a minute, I'm casting one of those voices out. I don't care how good it sounds. Summary! Okay, let's get back to this. I just said I wasn't joking and then I just started joking. In Matthew chapter 12, Jesus makes references to allegiances. Whose side are you really on? If you are with Satan, then be with Satan. How you know you're with Satan? Because you act like it. If you're always upset, if you're always bickering, if you're always talking about people, if you're always just, you know, come to church like that early in the morning. I'm like, you didn't eat breakfast or nothing? You gonna walk in before service start? We ain't done nothing yet. At least wait till we do something. Wait till it get hot in here. Then you can say, ooh, it's hot. Bring it out then. No dinner to the door. You drove up like that? But if you're going to be with Satan, be with Satan. But if you are in Christ, then bear good fruit. Making clear distinctions is the theme of this passage. He is making a difference between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Ultimately, it's up to us to make the tree bear good fruit or corrupt fruit. Did you know that? Look at somebody say, it's up to you. It's up to us what kind of fruit we bear. Christ commands us to make it one or the other. He said, make the tree good or make the tree evil. He left it up to us. Look at somebody say, I want a good tree. I want a good tree. I'm going to listen to what he's saying. I'm going to listen to the pastor right now because I want a good tree. Amen. Christ commands us to make it one or the other. He is also inadvertently stating that it will be one or the other, regardless of us making a verbal declaration. You don't have to say anything. It's still going to be one or the other. Ain't that something? Our actions choose for us. And if we do what is good, it is telling of the condition of the tree. If we bear good fruit, then we have made the tree good for God's purpose. When the fruit is corrupt, then we know that the tree was made corrupt and will either be cut down because of our pride or replanted because of surrender. The choice is always ours. So the tree might get bad. The fruit might get bad. You might get to the place where you're not bearing any fruit. And at that point, it's up to you. What are you going to do? Be cut down because of pride or be replanted and surrender? The choice is always ours. What kind of tree will you be? Matthew 3:7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers! Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? This is John. He had, ooh-wee. Talking to the head people. Called them vipers. All you snakes, what y'all looking at? What you looking at? Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Man, he was talking big. And now also the axe is laid unto the what? The root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Everyone stand to your feet. Make the tree good. Make the tree evil. One or the other. One or the other. I just want to pray for you. If you want your tree good, if you want prayer for that, just come on up. Come on up. I need my tree better. Make the tree good. Let's make the tree good. Let's make the tree good. Let's make the tree good. It's up to us. What we put in ourselves, it's up to us. I hope the sugar fast has been helping y'all. Lay off the sugar. Curb your social media reel watching. Make the tree good. Make the tree good. It's up to you. It's up to you. Now, God will strengthen you. He'll give you power. He'll help you in your weakness. But it's up to you to make the tree good. Everyone bow your heads. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this message. Thank you, Father God, for the whole tree analogy that you use. We don't want to be firewood. We don't want to be useless wood. We don't want to be dead wood, dead stump. We don't want to be fit for fire. God, we want to bear fruit. And the fruit we want to bear is not financial. It's not money. Fruit we want to bear is not prosperity. The fruit we want to bear is not to show anyone who we are. The fruit we want to bear are the fruits of your spirit. By this, they'll already know who we belong to. By the love, joy, the peace, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, even by walking up here and getting on the altar, that's the faith. Meekness, the temperance, the self-control. When everyone goes left, I don't have to go left. I used to go left, and now I go straight. Help us, Lord, to exhibit change. Help us, Lord, to show your fruit. Most importantly, Lord, help us to stay connected to you. Not connected online, not connected in the digital realm, not connected on LinkedIn, not connected on all these social sites, whatever. We want to be connected to you. We want to abide in the vine. So God, anything that is a distraction, anything that is in our way, anything that is hindering us from moving closer to you, God, remove it, remove her, remove him, remove them, remove it, so that we can stay connected to the vine. And then we will be able to bear good fruit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Before you go to your seats, let me share something with you that I feel like the Lord has spoken to me. You know, the thing about trees is they grow in seasons. You know that. Certain seasons, the tree has growth spurts and it does better. Other seasons, sometimes, depending on the tree, has to just kind of, you know, get down in and depend on what's already in it. But a tree can't function unless it has bark. The bark is, I taught that last week, the bark is what basically the tree has been through, if I can say that. And it all just kind of encases to protect the tree. But what the devil is doing, he's bringing old issues back. There's something God told me, spoke to me. He's bringing old issues back. So whatever you struggled with in the past is back. It's back now. Yes, it is. It's back to confront you. The devil isn't a creator. He's not creating. He's just taking stuff, remembering stuff. And now that most of it is on the internet and uploaded and whatever, it's very easy for him to just flip through your past and find stuff. And he's finding stuff to bring back. So it's going to take you planting yourself. Planting yourself and not moving. That's a tree. Weathering the storm, weathering what's coming, weathering what's coming, weathering the storm by being planted like a tree. So as seasons of that come, then the next season comes. you don't move. You're secure in who you are. Amen? You know what you have to do. Amen? Look at somebody and say, we're going to make it. On your way to your seat, say, we're going to make it. Now, we're going to make it. Now, we may be all underground, huddled up in a bunker, but we're going to make it. Amen. Amen. We're going to make it.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.